Environmental, social and governance, or ESG considerations, are top of minds for boards at the moment. In the ESG space, we've heard a lot recently about greenwashing, or essentially misleading consumers about the extent of an organisation's environmental credentials. But cybersecurity transparency, or cyberwashing as a concept, is a recent development. What do we mean by this term, and why is it becoming important?
The term cyberwashing means using misleading, deceptive or exaggerated claims about the cybersecurity of a product or a service, or the company's data handling practices. The term can also encompass misleading someone about the cause of a cyber attack, or its severity, or the company's response to it.
Australian privacy laws, much like the laws around the world regulating personal information of data subjects, require organisations to be transparent about their practices of handling personal information, and specifically require companies to disclose what information they collect, for what purpose, and other matters such as who they share that with and how that they keep that information safe. Why is being cyber transparent critically important for Australian organisations at this time?
Well, being cyber transparent is part of many companies' privacy statements and notices. Every day we see a range of statements and detail in the information that companies disclose about their data management to those who want to invest in them or do business with them. Some companies provide very little detail about the type of cybersecurity measures they have in place, as some consider that saying too much about their efforts might decrease their competitive edge, or it might make them more vulnerable to cyber attacks. Other companies are more forthcoming and take the approach that customers, or more specifically data subjects, will feel more confident if they understand better the cybersecurity measures in place and how their private information is being protected. In these cases, companies opt to increase their transparency and to disclose their cybersecurity practices, even though this may go beyond what they're legally required to do.
So are there risks of cyberwashing when trying to be cyber transparent?
Absolutely. We've been seeing instances of companies who've been breached, and they are being not the first to disclose that incident, or misleading statements about a company's cybersecurity incident, its response to it, or data handling practices may induce a person to buy or continue to buy a product or service from a company, or to continue to trust that company with their personal data. Recent court proceedings in Australia filed in response to certain high-profile data breaches have really shone the light on cyberwashing and the consequences of misleading statements.
We see that the allegation at the heart of recent class actions filed in Australia is that the companies involved made representations in privacy notices or in their contracts about their IT processing systems, which were just not true. The information booklet linked to this video sets out some of our recommendations for things organisations can do to minimise the risks of cyberwashing while trying to be cyber transparent.